So we're studying chapter 12 of the Bhagavad Gita, and we just picked up from text number 5, where Krishna concluded answering the question of Arjuna. The chapter opened with Arjuna asking Krishna, "Should I worship you personally or impersonally?" Krishna responded, "In my opinion, best thing is to worship my personal form." Then Krishna said, "But if you don't want to do that, then after a long time, eventually, by the impersonal path, you might come to me." And then he said in the first verse of today, "In my opinion, this impersonal path is very troublesome." And then Prabhupada emphasized in the purport that the path of Krishna consciousness, the bhakti path, is easy. Now in the next two verses, again Krishna will show why the personal devotee path is superior. Let's look at verse number 6 and 7. Please repeat. Yetu sarvani karmani,
yetu sarvani karmani,
mayi sanyasya matpara,
mayi sanyasya matpara,
ananyenaiva yogena,
ananyenaiva yogena,
mam jayant upasate,
mam jayant upasate,
tesha maham samudharta,
tesha maham samudharta,
mrityu sansara sagarat,
mrityu sansara sagarat,
bhavami na chirat partha,
bhavami na chirat partha,
mayaveshita chetasam,
mayaveshita chetasam.
Synonyms:
ye,
those who to,
but
sarvani,
sarvani,
all karmani,
karmani,
activities,
activities,
mayi,
unto me.
Sanyasya,
giving up. Matpara,
being attached to me.
Ananyena,
without division.
Eva,
certainly.
Yogena,
by practice of such bhakti yoga.
Mam,
unto me.
Jayanta,
meditating.
Upasate,
worship.
Tesham,
of them.
Aham,
I.
Samudharta,
the deliverer.
Mrityu,
of death.
Sansar,
in material existence.
Sagarat,
from the ocean.
Bhavami,
I become.
Not.
Chirat,
after a long time.
Bharata,
O son of Pritha.
Mayi,
upon me.
Aveshita,
fixed.
Chetasam,
of those whose minds.
Please repeat. But those who worship me,
giving up all their activities unto me,
and being devoted to me,
without deviation,
engaged in devotional service,
and always meditating upon me,
having fixed their minds upon me,
O son of Pritha,
for them.
I am the swift deliverer
from the ocean of birth and death. So the same idea is in that song,
Taraha e bhava sindure,
that by fixing the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, one is able to easily cross over the material existence, which is just like a great ocean, great sea. And those of you who might have seen the movie Titanic, after the ship went down, there were hundreds of people in the cold Atlantic water. I think it was January. So January, Atlantic Ocean, freezing cold. And there's one or two scenes where they pan the ocean and you see all the people either in the water shivering or holding on to a piece of the broken boat. And it's dark. And it's some time, maybe hours before a rescue boat comes. Right? And though many people had died by the time the rescue boat came, a few people were still alive. But there's that scene where you see all the people in the cold, freezing water. And what can you do? You have to wait for somebody to rescue you. And if the boat didn't come in time, you died. So, for me, that scene is the predicament of the conditioned soul in this material world. All of us are just like that. And we need somebody to rescue us. So here Krishna is pointing out, I will rescue you, but you've got to do your end of the bargain. So it's not any other reason or cause that I took birth in a good family. I don't see that in this verse. It's not that, well, I'm a human being, I will automatically... No, it doesn't say that in this verse. This verse is very clear. Who does Krishna become the swift deliverer? Well, you have to worship Krishna. That's the first thing. And you worship Krishna in Kali Yuga primarily by? Chanting. Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hisumedasa. Alright, so you have to worship Krishna. You have to give up all your activities unto Krishna. You have to be devoted to Krishna without deviation. You have to be meditating, thinking of Krishna. And you have to have your mind fixed on Krishna. Then Krishna becomes the swift deliverer. But there is one option. One, what is that in a contract? They always try to find the loophole, the exclusion. That was already stated in chapter 8. Who remembers? What is the only loophole to this verse? Anybody know what Krishna said in chapter 8? You should all know this because for many of us it may be our only chance. What did Krishna say in chapter 8? That if you think of me at the time of death. So, you may say, okay, look, I can't worship Krishna and give up all my activity. This is not me. Well then, you better bank on remembering Krishna at the time of death, because that's your only other chance of getting... Yeah, unless you practice. But if by some chance you can think of Krishna at the time of death, you get it. So that's why, and the story of Ajamil. What was the chance of Ajamil? Right? He had spent the good portion of his life extremely sinful. But he did have that one stroke of, you could say, good luck, that he named his youngest son Narayan. And when the Yamadutas came, that's what came out of his mouth. So Prabhupada writes in that section, therefore we give our children names like Krishna Das, Narayan Das. Right. So you can just think, if Dr. Garmalkar is on his deathbed, and he gets mad at his kids. Hey, Mukund! Hey, Madhav! Hey, Govinda, stop your nuts! Yours? You gave your son best name. What's your son's name? Best name, man. You couldn't have done better. Perfect. So that's the only escape. Otherwise, this who's going to be delivered. So the thing is, it's not a mystery. Who's going to get delivered? Here it is. You have to become a full-fledged devotee. Therefore, we chant, everybody.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We're up to 17 online, and we have a devotee in Dubai. Very nice. All right, let's look at Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Now, I would like Chaitan. Would he like to read the purport in the microphone for the audience? Would you be so kind as to read this purport? You have made me so happy by coming. Now you have to get close to the mic so that they hear you on the internet. The purport. Purport to 6 and 7.
It is explicit.
Yeah, different editions.
It is explicitly stated here that the devotees are very fortunate to be delivered very soon from material existence by the Lord. In pure devotional service, one comes to the realization that God is great and that the individual soul is subordinate to Him. His duty is to render service to the Lord, and if he does not, then he will render service to Maya.
Okay, stop there. I want to comment. Don't go away.
Sure.
So, here is the extent of our free will. In the previous purport, it was mentioned we have minute or limited free will. Here's the extent. You only get two choices, Krishna or Maya. Sorry. Just like, say you have a bunch of kids, so you want to treat them. So you take them to the ice cream store. So depending, they may say, we have this flavor, but then you have one kid, I want pistachio. And it's like, no, they don't have it. You got to choose one or the other. And then depending on how spoiled the kid is, it's like, and then sometimes the parent says, all right, you're not getting any ice cream. Right? Am I right? That happens? So we only get two flavors here, Krishna and Maya. Now, in the Maya category, you've got unlimited varieties of enjoyment. But it comes down to, you're either going to have to choose Krishna or Maya. That's it. Please continue, Sri Chaitanya.
As stated before, the Supreme Lord can be appreciated only by devotional service. Therefore, one should be fully devoted. One should fix his mind fully on Krishna in order to achieve him. One should work only for Krishna. It does not matter in what kind of work one engages, but that work should be done only for Krishna.
And that will be again repeated at chapter 18, when Krishna says, you're a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, all of you can achieve perfection by doing your prescribed duty and worshipping Him. Continue.
That is the standard of devotional service. The devotee does not desire any achievement other than pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His life's mission is to please Krishna, and he can sacrifice everything for Krishna's satisfaction, just as Arjuna did in the Battle of Kurukshetra. The process is very simple. One can devote himself in his occupation and engage at the same time in chanting,
Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Such transcendental chanting attracts the devotee to the Personality of Godhead.
So all of you are doing that to one degree or another, am I right? All of you are doing. All right, continue.
The Supreme Lord herein promises that without delay, He will deliver a pure devotee thus engaged from the ocean of material existence. Those who are advanced in yoga practice can willfully transfer the soul to whatever planet they like by the yoga process. And others take the opportunity in various ways. But as far as the devotee is concerned, it is clearly stated here that the Lord Himself takes him. The devotee does not need to wait to become very experienced in order to transfer himself to the spiritual sky.
So in chapter 8, Krishna pointed out there were two ways of leaving this world, light and dark. And if you can leave your body in the auspicious light way, then you get delivered. And if you don't, then you have to take birth again. And then there's the story of Bhishma. That Bhishma, by his own will, right, he found the best opportunity where Krishna was at his feet and he was looking at Krishna. Somebody was telling me a story of a devotee that my wife knows, and this devotee was in Vrindavan and he was on his deathbed, but it was dragging on and on. So many devotees were coming, and he should have passed, but he didn't. Then one day somebody came, and on the wall above his bed he put a picture of Prabhupada. That night he left. So it was as if that he was waiting for the picture of Prabhupada, because he was lying on his bed, so the picture was up so that he could see. I think the devotee's name was Ramdas. He used to be the pujari, head pujari of LA. So, I hope all of you, when it's your time, I hope that you are in a situation where you are thinking of Krishna at the time of death. And if possible, I can't guarantee, but if I'm alive and if possible, I'll come and chant for you. If I'm available, you can invite me like that.
108 years.
Yes, 108 years. But all of us should have a program that when it's time to die, we should be ready to be fixed on Krishna. All in favor say Hari Bol. Continue, Mr. Chaitan.
In the Varaha Puran, this verse appears. Nayami Paramam Sthanam Archir Adi Gatim Vina.
Oops. That's good.
Garuda Skandam Aropya Yathecham Anivarita. The purport of this verse is that a devotee does not need to practice Astanga Yoga in order to transfer this his soul to the spiritual planet.
Hold on. Because in the second canto, there is a description by Shukadeva Goswami how the yogi, when he's mastered yoga, can leave his body through the Brahmarandra, the hole in the head, and he can go throughout the universe and see, and then if he's powerful enough, break through and then go to the kingdom of God. There's a whole description in the second canto how he's going through the universe and the subtle coverings are dissolved, so that because you can only go to the kingdom of God in pure soul. You cannot have any material coverings, not even the slightest or subtlest. You have to be completely pure and then you can go. So there's a description in the second canto like that. Continue.
The responsibility is taken by the Supreme Lord Himself. He clearly states here that He Himself becomes the deliverer. A child is completely cared for by his parents, and thus his position is secure.
Like we see here, Shoban with his girl. Right? Is she under your care? Yes. Continue.
Similarly, a devotee does not need to endeavor to transfer himself by yoga practice to other planets. Rather, the Supreme Lord, by His great mercy, comes at once, riding on His bird carrier, Garuda, and at once delivers the devotee from material existence.
So if you go to the LA temple, to the Bhagavad Gita exhibit, one of the last ones is that you see Krishna and Garuda, and the light comes on, you see the devotee, and they have the sound effects. So they describe this. That Krishna comes. In the early days of ISKCON, in the early days, this is how the devotees preached. Someone would ask, Prabhu, how does Krishna take the devotee? So they would say in ISKCON, oh, Krishna comes and pulls you by the shika. And that's how they used to say like that. Go ahead.
Although a man who has fallen in the ocean may struggle very hard and may be very expert in swimming, he cannot save himself. But if someone comes and picks him up from the water, then he is easily rescued.
Again, the whole Titanic movie scenes. Exactly. Go ahead.
Similarly, the Lord picks up the devotee from this material existence. One simply has to practice the easy process of Krishna consciousness and fully engage himself in devotional service. Any intelligent man should always prefer the process of devotional service to all other paths. In the Narayaniya, this is confirmed as follows. Yave sadhana sampati purusharatha chatustate dayavina tad apnoti naro narayana sreya. The purport of this verse is that one should not engage in the different processes of fruitive activity or cultivate knowledge by the mental speculative process. One who is devoted to the Supreme Personality can attain all the benefits derived from other yogic processes, speculation, rituals, sacrifices, charities, etc. That is the specific benediction of devotional service.
Yes, that was already mentioned in the final verse of chapter 8. If you want to hold your place there, if everyone turns to the final verse of chapter 8, number 28, you'll see that's where Prabhupada is referring to, that verse. The final verse of chapter 8. Vedeshu yagyeshu tapaksu chaiva, right? So what's the translation? Do you have that verse, Chaitan? Do you have 8:28 there?
8:28.
Can you read it in the mic, please?
A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these, and at the end he reaches the supreme eternal abode.
Yes, I was preaching on this point some time ago, maybe a week or two ago, that don't think that because you have taken to the bhakti path that you're going to miss out on anything. No. Based on this verse right here, you should understand by continuing the bhakti path, you're going to get everything that you could possibly want. Everything is going to be achieved through the bhakti path. Don't think, oh, I took to bhakti, therefore I'm going to be cheated or missed out. No. You're going to, that verse, that's what that verse is saying. You're going to get the results of all other paths. If you have $100, that includes 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, you got it. If you only have one, that's what you got. But when you have 100, everything else is included. So, these verses of Bhagavad Gita are there to encourage you and remind you, hey, stay with the program because you're going to get all the benefits. All right, let's go back to chapter 12 purport. Chaitan, you're doing great.
Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
A devotee of the Lord can approach the supreme destination easily and happily, but this destination cannot be approached by any other process of religion. The conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is stated in the 18th chapter.
Hey, where's Kamlesh? Go ahead.
Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshasyami masucha. One should give up all other processes of self-realization and simply execute devotional service in Krishna consciousness. That will enable one to reach the highest perfection of life. There is no need for one to consider the sinful actions of his past life, because the Supreme Lord fully takes charge of him. Therefore, one should not futilely try to deliver himself in spiritual realization. Let everyone take shelter of the Supreme Omnipotent Godhead, Krishna. That is the highest perfection of life.
Yes, so Prabhupada is explaining that 1866, Mahasuchaha, don't worry. Don't hesitate. Don't fear. And Krishna says, Aham tvam sarva papye mokshayashami. I deliver you. Krishna is personally telling us, if you surrender to me, I will personally take care of you. So, now the question becomes, do I have faith in Krishna? That's what it comes down to. And then someone may say, I don't have the faith. Alright, if you don't have the faith, the question is, do you want to get it? That's the next question. You may not have it, that's okay. But do you want it? And if the answer is yes, then find someone who has it and get it from him or her. That's all you got to do. That's the whole idea of finding a guru. Find someone who has the faith that you don't have. Serve him, you'll get the faith. Now if your answer is, I don't have the faith, and you know what? I don't know if I want it. Now I can't help you. It's just like if you're sick, you go to a doctor. But if you say, I don't know if I want to go to... Then who can help you? If you're sick, you got to go to the doctor. So if you don't have the faith, and then someone is offering you how to get it, and then you still say, I'm not interested, then you're on your own. All right, everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.